AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Now that she's an official candidate for president, Hillary Clinton will travel to small towns in Iowa this week.
Hillary Rodham Clinton will first meet with educators and students at a community college. She will then tour a produce company and hold a roundtable with members of the small business community.
I'm hitting the road to earn your vote.
Both communities that she'll visit have populations of less than 9,000, according to the 2010 census. It is part of an effort to focus on smaller, more intimate events where Clinton can interact with voters. Her campaign says a major speech won't come until sometime next month. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
In a video posted on his PAC's website, potential GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush says the nation needs to change course.
We must do better than the Obama-Clinton foreign policy that has damaged relationships with our allies and emboldened our enemies.
The U.S. is protesting an intercept of a U.S. reconnaissance plane by a Russian fighter jet last week, calling it unsafe and unprofessional, amid what it views as increasingly aggressive air operations by Moscow. A new report finds that flying is getting worse. More flights are late, more bags are getting lost. More from the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
Regional carriers fly smaller planes, so when airlines are forced to cut flights due to bad weather, they ground the regionals first to inconvenience fewer passengers. But the picture was bleak at the four biggest U.S. airlines as well. On-time performance fell, and complaint rates rose at American, United, Delta, and Southwest.
Small earthquake was felt across a wide swath of Los Angeles Sunday night, but there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. The 3.5 magnitude tremor was centered just north of the city of Inglewood. A Lamborghini that's part of a car racing attraction at Walt Disney World crashed into a guardrail on Sunday, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. This is AP Radio News. Furious 7 is still fast at the box office.
Justin, you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
The latest Fast and Furious installment stays number one for a second weekend. Furious 7 takes in more than $60 million this weekend, bringing its total to more than $252 million.
Why are they after you?
I have made a few mistakes.
The animated alien adventure Home is second this weekend. The rodeo romance The Longest Ride opens in third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Jordan Spieth wins the Masters at 18 under to become golf's newest star at the age of 21.
It's incredible. It's one of the best feelings I've ever felt. This was arguably the greatest day of my life.
Leading from start to finish, he began with an 8 under 64 for the lowest opening round at the Masters in 19 years. He set scoring marks for 36 and 54 holes, made a staggering 28 birdies. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.